there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
A lovable creature that may have been misidentified and could possibly change history forever. A con man with too many jobs. A mystery that occurs when one man leaves. Let's explore these cases on Unsolved Levels. August 23rd, 1991, an unforgettable date. Not only was this the launch of the highly anticipated Super Nintendo, video game fans would be introduced to a friendly new creature. This creature wasn't a pet, but more like your friend. Of course, we are talking about Yoshi.
So, when I first saw Yoshi, I thought it was extremely cool. Like, here was this green lizard dude who is my new companion that I could ride and I could eat Goomba-looking things. Like, they weren't Goombas. They were these other Goomba-like creatures. I actually didn't know he was a dinosaur. I just thought he was a lizard. I really didn't think about a lot of things back then. You're a kid, you're on a lizard horse thing. I didn't realize Mario was hitting him or that he was wearing cute little boots or anything like that. But like that first experience with Yoshi, it was magical. It was a man, I love Yoshi.
Well, I've been out here on the Chocolate Island for a long time, and the only real dinosaur that I had seen out here for the longest time, we call a Dino Rhino. He's a big old boy, he likes to shoot flame out. Whenever he stubs his toe or something, sometimes he'll get a lot smaller and be a dino torch instead. But then I remember there was this weird-looking feller came through here. Had a mustache and strange way of speaking. They hit one of our coin blocks and an egg popped out. And this funny-looking dinosaur that I'd never seen before pops out. It's green, and came right out of the eggshell with a saddle and a pair of shoes. I've never seen a dinosaur with any clothing at all. It's kind of weird that the only two articles of clothing he had was a saddle and really, really nice shoes. Had the buckles on both of them. They were shined up real nice. I mean, these were shoes that you could be proud of, you know? It's just really caught my eye, you know, the fancy footwear that little critter had.
Yoshi soon became a fan favorite, but was there more to him? What could he possibly be hiding?
So when I first learned of the multicolored Yoshi, I didn't know what to think. I just wanted to use them for their powers. I just wanted to use them. They seemed like toys to me. Like they weren't real Yoshis. But that's what I used to think. I think I was just corrupted, because what I really think now when I look back at it, I think Yoshi was trying to get me with the gay agenda. That's why they're rainbow colored. They're red, they're yellow, they're blue. So I saw what you did to me.
Hold on here. You're telling me there's more than one color? I only saw the green one. Like, you're telling me these things come in, like, all shades and everything? I only saw the green one. And it's kind of funny, though, because I do wonder, like, that feller that hit the coin block to make the egg popped out, he hopped on that saddle and he started beating that poor dino senseless. I do kind of wonder if he was a different color, if he would have hit him as hard or not.
More than one Yoshi? More than one color? Why was this hidden? What are the Yoshi trying to hide? Detective Keaton took it upon himself to dig a little deeper.
Looking into the Yoshi, we found the green one is actually named T. Yoshisaur Munchakoopas. The rest of his crew go by the names Johnny, Sonny, Claudie, Eddie, Nettie, Tommy, and Marcy. This is all hearsay, because all we ever hear them say is their own name. But rumors are, they either have their own language, or they actually know English.
Connecting the dots, Detective Keaton may have made a shocking discovery.
The more I thought about the Yoshis, I kept noticing something similar with other creatures. They say their names, they battle for the person who captures them in the wild, they have abilities, and are so loyal that they would sacrifice themselves for their captors. It started to dawn on me. I began to wonder, is Yoshi a Pokemon?
Detective Keaton sent off DNA samples to have them tested.
It wasn't hard to get a sample. The little buggers are always licking and defecating on everything. So I sent it over to Dr. Freddie Edison to get his opinion.
In my professional opinion, working with radioactive material, I would bet my degree for Malamed that the Yoshis are the very first Pokemon in existence.
The research I've done shows that Pokemon weren't discovered until 1998. Some say there were rumblings of Pokemon in 1996, but anything outside of the North American region doesn't count in my humble opinion.
We tried interviewing Pokemon scientist Professor Samuel Oak to see what he thought of these findings.
No comment. Get that camera out of my face. You're too close.
With no for sure answer, we may never know the full truth. Our next case is about lies, deception, and fraud. Is this man a con man, or does he truly wear all these different hats, so to speak? It's almost as if he came out of nowhere around 1981, and depending on your perspective, he is easily a hero, or maybe he is the villain. Today, we are taking a look into a man known as Mario Mario and his brother, Luigi Mario. Our key eyewitness did not want to be named due to their political ties, so their voice has been altered to protect their identity.
I'm not really sure what our relationship status is. He saves me, but he's always allowing me to be captured again. I finally asked where he is all the time and why he can't protect me. He always makes up these bizarre stories. I was racing. I'm playing golf with my friends and enemies. I'm fighting people from other franchises. I'm stuck in a board game. I've even seen him come home in a lab coat with a stethoscope around his neck. When I ask about it, he says he came back from a costume party in the middle of the day. I honestly believe he's been practicing medicine without a license.
We caught up with his claimed brother at his mansion to ask about these rumors.
Mario isn't a doctor. I think there's been a huge misunderstanding. You see, we were just honest, hard, working Italian plumbers. And I heard the rumors. And Mario, He's a boxing referee, a toy maker, a artist, a teacher, a hotel worker, and a composer, a pilot. The list of rumors just goes on.
Indeed, the rumors do continue, even to a point where he has participated in almost every Olympic event, and even been an astronaut. But the true question at this moment is, what does Luigi do to be able to afford this mansion?
I thought that this was my brother. Why the questions about me? It's not like he paid for this old creepy mansion and forces me to live here, to stay out of the way. In fact, this interview is over.
With all these rumors of what Mr. Mario does with his spare time, we've heard countless rumors of a rivalry between the King of the Koopas, Bowser. We sat down with him to hear his side of the story.
I really don't understand this rivalry thing. This guy's always missing. No one can find him half the time. He always claims he's on an adventure, but then he's a construction worker or something. The issue is he's not around. His girlfriends don't deserve to be treated this way. So I take them out to show them a good time, just to be their friend, you know? Sometimes a girl just wants to feel like a pretty girl. And the Bowser can do that for her. Let me be honest, it's just a friendship. In fact, not many people know this. I've been in a long relationship with my high-ranking wizard Kamek for many years. Just see the way this guy can hold a wand. Oh, this gets my spikes all hard, just thinking of it. So no, I don't want his girlfriends. But he comes busted in when we're hanging out with mushrooms on his breath. Ugh, I just hate when he does that. Yelling about fighting King Frogs and his dreams, and beats me up and takes his girlfriend back.
The real mystery here is, does Mario have a substance abuse problem? Is Mario a con man trying to figure out how to get his next fix? We were actually able to sit down with Mario himself and ask him some of these questions.
Substance abuse? Con man? You got me all wrong. Who doesn't like a nice star power from time to time? Nothing wrong with that. Look, me and my brother make a very comfortable living as plumbers. I don't know how these rumors get started. I'm just a small-time plumber. I know how to save my coins. Look, I just wouldn't question things so much. It's simple. I mean, look what happened to Sega. Started asking too many questions. It got them in trouble.
Did you have something to do with the downfall of Sega?
Nah. It's just what happens when you mess with the wrong guys, Paisano. If you have any more questions, you can take it up with my lawyer, Kirby. I'm not supposed to discuss ongoing cases, you know.
To date, Mario has 142 charges of fraud, 18 accounts of breaking and entering, 7 charges of aggravated assault, and animal cruelty charges pending. Our last case involves two friends. The two of them built an empire and were even in a Screen Rant Top 10 Retro Gaming History podcast article. Their names are Toby and Goobs. One of them seems to be hiding a deep, dark secret, but refuses to tell the other what is going on.
Yeah, it started out of nowhere. I leave the room to roast marshmallows over a volcano or something small and typical in the middle of a recording session. But when I come back, sometimes Toby would be covered in sweat or talking about his butthole hurting or, like, just covered in all sorts of who knows what. I'm not sure what's going on there.
But what does Toby have to say about these odd incidents?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You want to hear some fun facts?
We found our own fun facts. We sat down with someone who said he could spread some light on the situation. He refused to tell us his name, but he goes by the moniker Gene E. Mr. E, what can you tell us about Toby and this odd behavior?
Ooh, I can tell you a lot about that guy. Yes, I've seen a lot of him. He's seen a lot of me as well. Ooh. He's always constantly looking through my window. Ooh. He has this pair of blue binoculars he calls the Genie 3000s. Ooh. He's always looking at the Genie's weenie. Ooh. But then again, I look at his too, so it's fair game. Ooh. And then, I think Toby's just asking for it. Ooh. I have an affliction for blue objects. Ooh. I guess he does too. I turn to a lot of blue objects, and he buys a lot of blue objects. Ooh. So he's just asking for it, because whenever you rub a blue object, ooh, something goes up your butt. That's just facts. Ooh.
All fascinating information. But we may never get to the bottom of what happens when Goobs leaves for a bit. Thank you for listening to Unsolved Levels.